Hey, everybody, I'm Danny Torrance.
Here's Johnny.
And my car is going to kill me like Christine, but not because it's possessed. It's just dangerous.
Let's tidy up this tangle of film by putting it on a reel. Here is a motion picture film, 1,000 feet, 16,000 separate photographs.
Welcome, everybody.
Marketplace.
What can you do?
Is a Kijiji buy?
It's falling apart.
Oh my
god.
Is
it really?
It's not going to make it through the winter, I don't think.
Oh no.
No.
Oh no. It looks so cool on
the
outside.
It's such a great car on the outside.
When you get up close,
they smell a lot better.
It's rusty.
On the outside.
It's that.
That's the car.
It's that Transformer that's always like puking bolts and nuts.
It's the old Transformer.
Yeah.
The one who's like
falling apart.
He's been a boat for like 200 years.
Yeah.
It's going to Flintstone through. Like the salt's going to rust through the bottom.
Yabba dabba doo.
Oh, I'm so fucked.
That's so funny.
We're in trouble.
Welcome back, listener. Hello.
Solid back.
Welcome to the Real Debaters Podcast. If this is your first time, welcome where the art of cinema meets the power of debate. This week on the show. This is the Stephen King episode, listeners. So for all you Stephen King
it's
fans
a
out
Stephen
there,
King episode.
It's but it is. I think it's the first one we've ever focused on any of his movies. We've he's never really come up on the show.
Is it because we have a small little connection to this one, Michael?
I think it might be, Jimmy. The reason we're doing this not only because we're all looking forward to The Long Walk, which is what today's episode is based off of, but it was filmed here.
Yeah.
And,
which is pretty awesome.
And, like, I know a ton of things I can tell you guys about how they did this and, like, the stuff they were telling me at work in comparison to how it ended up on screen. Like, that's more why I'm interested.
But you have an interview with somebody that maybe they should check out before.
Oh, yeah. David McInnes.
That's right, Michael.
Did the show recently.
So if you're interested in maybe a little bit more of the behind-the-scenes kind of things, you can check out that episode.
Yeah,
it's a great interview.
If you saw Nobody to this summer, listener, you get to see David's face get put into a pinball machine.
Him explaining that too about like because the camera angle, that was very cool.
Little plug,
very, very cool.
And he's also in The Long Walk. I think he's doing some narration work in The Long Walk, actually. I think he's like the voice that pops up on the megaphone.
Oh, cool.
That
cool,
might
cool.
be his thing. And I think he did some stunt work too. He did say that he was on set in scene with Hamill and he was just like,
force choke me.
pretty much. So the point of The Long Walk,
little plug for us,
if you don't know this, let's explain the book so that listener kind of has an idea. The Long Walk is based on this dystopian premise where there's this small town and every year the young boys in that town are forced to go on a long walk. It does not end, right, Jimmy? Or does it?
The book?
It is a Stephen King book, so
they're
still
writing
it.
Yeah, it's his George R. R. Martin.
It
book.
Is.
This is Winds of fucking...
No, how does the race end is what I'm asking you.
Well, the race ends is if you stop walking. If you stop walking at
yes,
in the book, it's a 3-mile-per-hour pace. In the movie, it's going to be a 2-mile-per-hour pace.
Correct.
To make it a little more reasonable.
Yeah.
So if you get below that and you stop, it's kind of like speed. If the bus goes below, you'll blow up.
Right.
They give you 2 warnings, and then they'll kill you. And then the last person walking
wins
an anonymous prize that we aren't sure
about. I just had this funny idea. Do you think this is Stephen King also having fun because he's like, I did the Running Man, now let's do the Long Walk.
Was he the Running Man too?
He was,
dude. He has 3 movies. Life of Chuck came out this year. The Running Man, the remake, is coming out this year.
Like,
he just pipes out stories.
Yeah, the Long
he
Walk.
Was also,
I think he's got 4 this year. I just can't remember the 4.
He blew up in like after Shining, it like, I think.
The Shining.
The 70s.
The Shining. He made a Simpsons.
Yeah. And
he
it's
did.
So good. Well, I think the 70s, he just came out, like, all his most famous books all came out in, like, the same decade.
Right.
Like, Christine, Pet Sematary, Cujo.
He was pumping them out.
Running Man. And Hollywood was just like, let's adapt all
ideas.
Of these.
Coffee
yeah,
and
let's
cocaine.
Adapt all of these. Yeah.
So that's,
Popeye.
That is, and we're gonna have a whole conversation about Stephen King at the end of this and talk about some stuff. But that's the premise of how we're developing this episode today. And in true fashion, if you've listened to a Real Debaters podcast before, we love blending genres. That was drama and genre put together for genre.
Drama.
We love blending everything we love about film, TV, and cinema. So we're going to replace the cast with our favorite characters, save for 2. Cooper Hoffman's character and Mark Hamill's character are going to stay. We're going to work around that because that feels befitting. We're going to replace the location of the walk. We're going to replace the rule if you break walking, what the rule is, and then we're going to come up with
and we'll
a
give
really,
you a prize.
We'll give you a prize, right?
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to do. We're going to do it together. It's going to be kind of like a fan casting. It's going to be a lot of fun.
But I'm going to win.
Yeah, he's coming in here hot and confident.
I'm excited
today. Yeah.
That's awesome.
So yeah, we don't have any events. We're done. Summer was great.
Right? Yeah, we had a great summer. It's just it blew by pretty fast. But
at this point too, if you want to know what it's like for us to critique a movie that we haven't seen barely talk about.
you know what's funny, that
was a fun edit.
I was thinking about it the whole time, and I'm like, Mike is such a good ringleader because he, bless him, kept us.
He forced us to talk.
We would
about
say the most random shit, and he'd be like, "So, anyways, the voice cast consists."
Chloe Weidman's in this.
We needed that though. That was great.
You know
that
what?
Was great, Mike.
I care about listeners so much that I got rid of it all.
Oh my god, that's so funny.
So the episode's just 10 minutes?
No. But like, if you try to time Despicable Me 4, if you try to start the movie at the beginning,
you're
like
not going to be able to finish it.
It's going to be still going before we're done.
We do need to eventually talk about how fucking funny that whole thing was about how
dude, let's talk, like, I mean,
Mike showed how the white man confidence is a real thing.
True.
That's
drive listener to the episode.
True.
Tell them why they
should
listen to the story.
You gotta listen to the episode.
You really do. You need to know that we were scheduled to do something for specifically
we
for Movies in the Park
to host.
And Mike almost derailed the whole Movies in the Park for Every Child.
Could have been
there
in the paper on Sunday.
They would have killed him.
Drunk man takes Mike.
He was
fights
drunk.
Children. No,
belligerent.
It's just fucking funniest story ever. And you know, literally, we saw a confidence man do his thing, and it was amazing.
It's incredible
to watch. It
it's
was
truly
insane.
Incredible to watch.
I've been thinking about that moment ever since, and I'm like, I got away with murder.
You
he
can do whatever you want.
He made me believe that he could have gotten the nuke codes if he wanted. Like, you could walk in the White House, Mike, and be like, I need these codes.
Give me,
be like,
give me the nuclear football.
Yeah, what the hell did we just do? And it was just seeing that after.
Yeah, hi.
Mike's waiting to run on stage, and she's just contemplating, like, what's happening?
What did I just do?
You got to watch the episode.
Is this going to be bad?
Go watch with your ears to the episode.
That's right. Go watch and listen.
And enjoy me being a complete buffoon. And by the way, these two guys standing there being like, oh, just let him go.
We were trying to figure it out too. Like, I was having my own inception moment. I was like, are we in layer three?
Do
or
I
layer
hear
two?
What I'm supposed
Where
to say right now?
Oh my god. Because
we've basically ruined the whole thing.
Granted, they made the right choice.
You could have been out there recruiting kids for a war. Do you kids know about the race war upon it? And she'd be like, oh no.
Helter skelter.
You literally just said, hey, can I get a mic? And she's like, yeah.
Here you go.
I need a mic.
You're like, all right. I got to say something.
But it's so funny.
Yeah, no, summer was great. Trivia will be back eventually. That's a more of fall wintertime thing we've kind of realized.
And we got some stuff in the works. We're excited.
We do.
So
we do.
You know, we're gonna wait and really talk about it once we know for sure. But we're working on some cool stuff that I think is gonna be great.
We're gonna wait before we post now.
Yeah, we're stepping up trivia as always, and we're excited about it. So just stay tuned.
With that, start us off, Charles.
I'm trying to do one word movie reviews as much as possible.
Okay.
Things.
Are you still active
Rewatched,
on your Letterboxd?
I saw Jurassic Park World, Rebirth shit.
No, why don't we thought? I thought we weren't going to
talk
about
My one word review.
We agree.
My one word review.
Okay.
My one word review.
Is?
Stupid.
Oh.
1 out of 5.
I can't believe it.
Jimmy, what math
it
is?
It offended me.
What's a 1 out of 5?
2 out of 10.
Thanks. Just checking.
It's 20%.
That's 3 out of 20.
It really pissed me off.
Is it 4?
If you were an X-Men character, you'd be Fraction Man.
Thank you.
Fraction Man.
He just kills you with math.
He folds in himself.
Yeah. No.
It's better than
I
2
saw
out
it,
of 10.
We all saw it.
I had a great time. I thought it was fun. I thought the Snickers bar thing was a fun Spielberg-y thing to do. I thought it was fun.
That pissed me off right away.
God damn it.
I thought Gareth Edwards was better than that. That's all I can say.
I mean, but you know, you're hired to do a job.
Okay, look, this is the thing.
You had fun. You don't get to decide which him
ScarJo.
I'm not changing my mind.
ScarJo said it best. Like, in all honesty, if I ever had the chance to be a part of a Jurassic Park anything, regardless of how trash the script is, of course I'm going to do it.
You say yes.
I get it.
I hate you both.
I get it.
Michael rated it the same as Superman, and I hate you both.
Well, did you see my Letterboxd review ended with?
Yeah.
It ended with saying, and by the way, Mike gave this the same the same score as Superman. Why? Because he hates us.
Because
and then I wrote, I love you, Mike.
He hates love.
Yeah.
I've found some followers, and now I follow them back, so I don't see just the four of us anymore.
So I have
to go look for both of your reviews if I want to see them.
Like,
which means you're not posting, you fuckers.
That's true. I again, Any excuse to revisit dinosaurs, of course.
Yes.
I just don't.
But when you've done this,
I miss the horror element. Like, I look back at Jurassic Park, even Jurassic Park or Jurassic World, because I The Lost World, sorry. Yeah. That's the second
There's
one.
Been six.
I love
those
them.
Movies are ass.
I love them. And they're just a horror element of it. They're a horror element of it. And this one tried,
because
but it didn't
Chris
do it for
Pratt's
me.
Because of Chris Pratt's acting.
But I'm saying Jurassic Park.
Oh, thank God.
Jurassic Park 1.
I'm so sorry.
And The Lost World is Jurassic Park 2.
Yeah, you're
I think
right.
it's called. So those ones, but if you look at them even from the. And this one tried doing. I get what Gareth was going for. He tried opening up, like, all those movies start with a very horror element. Shoot her! The little girl feeding them on the, right? Like, very much, he tried doing it. But the thing that stood out for me, too, was he apparently filmed a whole part, was super excited, huge callback to Jurassic Park.
And then
Spielberg's
they told him,
biggest critique, don't do that. And in my opinion, I'm like, like, you know.
I heard they presented Spielberg with a lot of Easter eggs, and then what we got is
happy.
What we got.
Yep. And he was not happy.
We got
happy.
A Snickers fucking bar.
Again, I say one, like, Jimmy has point. You guys have pointed saying it's not as bad as, like, because a 1 out of 5 makes it, like, this is a.
That's terrible, man.
Yeah, but it was for me. I hated the whole time. And what added to it is usually Claudia is the one, she's the voice of reason. Like, she'll be like, it wasn't, she was just as heated as me, so I knew it was bad.
You had confirmation bias.
No, she's just rubbing off on you. You're rubbing off on her.
It pissed me off. It just pissed me off a little bit. I don't know. Okay, you know what angered me the most?
I told you? I sorry to interject. I told you that.
Be careful, Charles. The safety's off.
the call is coming from in the house. No, what I told you was I liked it, but I also liked that I've seen these three movies before.
Yeah,
right.
But I hated the idea of just that whole stupid storyline of, yeah, dinosaurs have been alive in the world for a while and people are bored of it now. I'm like, that would never happen.
Yeah.
That would never happen.
Not bored, but fed. Like, the wrong word was used.
You're telling me a brontosaurus in the exchange just, like, blocking traffic? Everyone's like, fuck, I'm going to be late. No, man, fuck this. I'm going to stay here. Like, what do I look like?
But after years and years.
Yeah,
after, still, what was it, 25 years?
Do we not still?
It was a quarter of a century.
Do we not still go to museums for that exact? Like, we go to museums to see dinosaur bones.
When were you at Manitoba
Museum? There's real dinosaurs, and I'll say
you
no.
You haven't been to the Manitoba Museum in years.
Go every summer, boys. Right. Every summer. I love museums, boys.
1 out of 5, the series should be extinct.
2 out of 10.
What'd you watch?
I watched Opus, and despite its terrible reviews, I actually really liked it, and I had a good time.
Isn't
I thought
cult-y?
It was interesting. Yeah, it was a little obvious. Like, there wasn't, I don't know why. Maybe that's on me for expecting, like, a big Shyamalan-y twist. You know what I mean?
Shyamalan-y. I like that.
But I'll give you the synopsis, because it's an, you know, it's an A24, but what isn't nowadays?
Oh, it is. Oh. Fuck. It's a good point.
They got to watch themselves.
Was Pedro Pascal in it?
You know, I'm sure they had an idea. A young writer played by Ayo Edebiri.
Booyah!
Oh, did
a
it.
Young writer travels Nadine to Denzel. The remote compound of a legendary pop star. So he's John Malkovich, who
Malkovich?
Plays this character that's like if.
Malkovich?
Malkovich?
Malkovich.
If Prince and David Bowie made one fucking album and then just disappeared forever.
Everybody would be
so
like,
"What something
the hell?
Malkovich would do."
So Malkovich plays this character that's like a rock god.
That's so funny.
But has only ever made this one awesome album that everyone in the universe
right.
just agreed is the best album ever made.
No.
It's louder.
So, it's she,
this album goes to 11.
Yeah.
She is specifically requested by him to come to her compound with a bunch of other journalists and, you know, influencers, that kind of thing.
Gotcha.
And her boss.
Gotcha.
Surrounded by, and they're it's a cult. Like, these people worship him, and it's a cult. And
very much like our celebrities in this world.
And
yeah.
You know, after a while, people start going missing, and
don't blink twice.
Very David Miscavige.
Very don't blink twice.
Yeah,
yes.
But it's not. The whole thing feels sinister from the start.
Right, right, right. It's tense.
Is kind of my issue.
Okay.
Something's wrong. Something strange is afoot at the Circle
well,
K.
Well, it all felt a little obvious, and you guys can watch it on
so
your
you
own.
So you saw it coming
yourself.
Kind of thing. Like, nothing was, like, as surprising as they
it
wanted it to be.
It feel that
right.
way, and you know it's been a couple of weeks since I watched it, but the cast is really good. Like, again, Malkovich is on fire as this, like,
I love Malkovich.
Larger-than-life pop star.
Yeah. That
he
idea is...
He crushes it.
So
he's
funny.
So good.
It's so okay. funny.
That's what you hope, right?
Ayo pretty much plays herself.
Sure.
You know, quirky. And
that's what she's trending on right
yeah.
now, though,
trying
right? You don't want to
It's great. She's good.
Yeah.
And then Murray Bartlett, you guys might recognize him from White Lotus. He was White Lotus season one. He was the hotel manager.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Australian guy.
Lost of Us.
He is
Lost of Us,
so,
mate.
He's so
the
awesome.
Lost of Us.
Oh, he's amazing.
He's so awesome.
Murray Bartlett should do everything.
Boss
in this movie.
And he, you know, he's just playing this.
He can't believe
that we're here. He's just like, shut up and enjoy everything kind
right.
of guy.
Don't blink twice.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The movie itself, like, it's a fun watch from start to finish. Like, it's mostly Malkovich that does it, but, I find its lack of twist.
So you're already at a 3 out of 5.
I find its lack of twist disturbing.
Like, it sets you up,
like,
but doesn't.
It's like a 5 or a 6, I'd say.
Out of 10?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
5
he
or
loves
6
the
10.
So still
the
worth
the
watch.
The 10 is more accurate. You know what? I'll even do better. It's a 6.35 out of 10.
Oh, see, there you go. I like that.
Definitely worth a watch. Like, the reviews that it got aren't accurate, I find. That, Rotten Tomatoes is 39%.
That's mean.
I don't think that's fair.
Really low.
That's what you did to Jurassic Park.
Yeah, but it's also a $1 billion franchise.
That's fine.
So
A24 doesn't deserve. Like, A24 does what everybody's asking, what we're all asking for.
More,
like,
Pedro Pascal.
Sure, yeah. But they're making these quirky, one-off, cheaper movies that even if they aren't hits, it's like, but it's original, and I didn't
see
it.
Oh, it's not an expensive movie, but it's exactly what you think it's going
to
be.
But we need studios to be doing that more, where they're looking at a story, and they're like, we could make this. And
this
we don't
was
have,
worth a watch. IMDb gave it a 5.5.
Well, if Malkovich looked at it enough, and even
nails
if he was
it.
Like, four,
you'll love it just for him
see,
alone.
See, and that's what I like is you get to an age where you're like, so what? But this character, I want to play this character.
He's just so in his own head.
That's
too.
Awesome.
But it's because everyone around him
right
fucking
treats
believes
him like
it.
A god.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah.
They're
in my head. That's my favorite.
He's in theirs now.
That's great. He went into their door. That's great.
He Malkoviched them.
Oh, that's good.
We went to Kenora last weekend.
Uh-huh.
And I brought the device. And I was using the device. And I was in control of the device. I feel that out of...
Perverted.
Like, whenever
everyone's watching Mr. Holland's anus now. Yeah,
exactly. It's my anus. No, I feel that when there's, like, when I'm in, like, when I'm away from you guys and I'm the big balance of, like, tech nerdy movie stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Things just default to me to take care of.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'll pick shit for us to watch.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
So we watched, like, 10 movies in the last four, like, over 4 days.
Love it.
Like, we watched Great Outdoors.
Oh,
right?
So good.
At the cabin.
That's a classic.
Yeah, you gotta watch Great Outdoors.
Right.
I still till this day go, you gotta twist it whenever
hey,
we're making
hey,
a fire.
The Gristle.
That's a movie you watch on the projector outside.
You
oh,
do.
That's such
you
a
do.
Good one. I still
or
in
the
find
million
a
dollar cabin rental.
True.
I still want to find a place that has that steak challenge. I'll die.
I'll try.
But I'll try it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that.
So then we
How
watched.
How do you get that cooked?
Oh, God.
I'm gonna give you.
Is that medium rare?
Hang it up, blowtorch it.
Are you doing that blue?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you guys a
I'll
choice
take as
here.
Is.
So sick.
I have to give a shout out to Nobody 2 at some point before this is done. But do you want to hear about Dangerous Animals or do you want to hear about Mountainhead?
I read a little bit of your review about Dangerous
I
Animals.
I haven't heard about either of these.
I still want to see Dangerous Animals. I love Jake.
Tell
Cutney.
Me who's
he
in.
Really...
Jai Courtney is in Dangerous Animals.
Is that the one where he's like a serial killer on a boat?
He's a
something?
Serial killer that uses sharks to like do his.
You know what?
You guys want to go see some sharks?
And I'll try
that.
Them,
that was really good.
Feeding them to the sharks. So there you go.
Okay, what's the other one?
The other one's Mountainhead, which I'll sell. I'll do that one because Mountainhead's Steve Carell, Jason Schwartzman, Corey Michael Smith, and Rami Youssef.
Is that the one that
sounds
was
good too?
Is that the
billionaire?
That's a good cast.
The guy who wrote that show that you love.
Oh, Jesse. Hang on.
It's not called not Severance. It's Succession.
Jesse
Isn't
Armstrong.
It the guy who did
it's Jesse Armstrong.
Okay,
yeah.
So that's
yeah.
his Severance. Movie for HBO.
That's his movie
okay.
for HBO.
Cool.
It is release day, second release day for this social media company called Trap releasing their new AI. App.
Oh God!
The trap app,
and it's
Josh Hartnett.
It is creating realistic content. It is driving countries
my nightmare.
To
my,
war.
My
yeah.
fucking nightmare.
It is what happens when Facebook goes dark and everybody has control of too much.
It
ability.
Already has, brother.
So that's the backdrop to the story. Yeah, it's very relevant. And then what you have is four guys who call themselves the Brewsters after Brewster's Millions.
After Punky.
Oh my God,
meeting up at. A compound of Schwartzman. Schwartzman owns Mountainhead, the house.
I love him. He's so great.
He's really good.
He's great.
And the four of them meet up, and every year they meet up, and they have like a man party. They play poker. They eat sandwiches. But while this is happening, their party, the world is falling apart. And the four of them start to see how they can capitalize on it.
Oh my God. So like real life.
Yeah.
It's like a pitch off of four dickhead billionaires
it's Bezos.
In a room.
Well, the world's going to end. How can
it's
we
Bezos.
Make
it's Bezos weekend.
It's Musk.
It's Zuckerberg.
It's Zuckerberg.
All of them.
It's those
Peter
four
Thiel.
Archetypes,
oh
right?
My
it
God.
Is. And
that should be the social network too.
The arguments that they have. So like dude who played Chevy Chase in SNL.
Yeah, I like him a lot.
Oh, he's good.
He owns the app. He's a sociopath.
Okay.
He's like, well. I just want people.
Oh, really? I don't think I can. After Chevy, I don't know. Chevy's such a well-balanced man.
He plays this sociopath Zuckerberg-type character who just doesn't care the damage his app is doing.
Right.
While his best friend, Rami Yusuf, has an AI that could stop the whole thing.
Okay.
And they start arguing over why they should sell to each other. And you get an insight, you get a bird's eye view of what four billionaires would do, really. Like what you.
Yeah, what they would do.
It's just a takedown of these guys. Like it's a huge commentary takedown.
They'll watch it and not get it.
It's like The Boys, right? If you're cheering for Homelander,
right.
You're part of the problem.
You're part of the problem.
Yeah, it's a good identifier show.
Right?
Yeah.
I see you coming. Yeah. Ed Hardy, and if you're a fan of Homelander.
Big Darth Vader guy.
Huge David Bruce.
What happened to Vince McMahon? I miss that guy.
That's worse than Darth Vader. Yeah.
How's Harvey doing?
Where's he been? Is he still
Keitel.
Making movies?
I love his burgers.
He's making prison movies is what he's making. So it's an hour and a half. It's quick. It's really sharp. It's really cutting. It's there's this one bit where like they just cut to a bunch of them waiting for an answer on something. The president ends up calling them on their cell phone while they're at Mountainhead, the compound.
Oh, my God.
And the dude, Corey, whatever his name is, the guy who plays the trap owner, just gets on the phone. He's like, hey, Mr. President, how's it happening?
Oh, my God.
And you're just like, you just get you're so grody,
funny.
Right?
Yeah,
like
Eat shit and die.
Eat shit and die. I mean, I had fun because it's a takedown, but like if you're not in, like I said, if you're not there for that, there's not a lot of emotion and humanity.
Carell plays really good. He's really good at playing unlikable characters,
so
right?
They all
like
have
he loves
nicknames.
Doing that.
So they call Schwartzman Soups, short for Superman.
Oh God,
that's awful.
Yeah,
they call
just ruined Superman.
They call Carell's character
Dunder Mifflin,
Daddy Dark Money.
Oh
Ew.
God,
he at one point while they're talking,
he picked his own nickname.
So what you see happen in the background is like Argentina and Colombia and another country's wealth just drops overnight.
Wow.
And the three of them start to pitch which they could buy first.
Oh, my God.
And how to infiltrate it. And then they go to Daddy Dark Money, and Carol's like, yeah, I could put a back door in and take out their entire system. And then they start chanting, brown out, brown out, brown out in Europe. And you're just like, wow, this possibly could be what they do. Because they just think
there's... It is what they do.
But that's what I mean. I hate that there's real people that exist in our world that definitely can do that.
Kill them and eat them.
And do it.
We'll kill them and eat them.
Yeah.
Anyways, 3 out of 5, a lot of fun, just not emotional, very cold.
I hate
very
your rating
cutting.
System. I don't know how many times I'm
going
to tell
I'm gonna
you
start
that.
Start going out of 10. I like doing it out of 10.
3 out of 5. Like, God damn it, Michael, it doesn't tell me anything.
I still agree the Jurassic World's a 2 out of 10, for sure.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Oh.
For sure. I gave...
His debate's not going to go my way.
Before we stop and get into the news, I tell everybody that since I've seen it, go see Nobody 2. It's a lot of fun.
Hell yeah.
I will not try to pronounce the director's name, but he's from Indonesia.
Cool.
You
said you weren't going to.
Yeah.
You won
the pronunciation game today.
What got them, like, how do we know how he, I'm just interested how he got the,
He's got, I've watched a couple.
That's really cool.
I've watched a couple things since. He's got like 3 action bangers on Netflix.
Probably like the raid shit.
Like
you know
crazy,
what I mean? Yeah.
Like Ip Man kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So where they got him from is someone who's strictly action in Indonesia.
Yeah. Well, that's what Nobody 2 is.
I was going to say, and it's probably the guy who did the raid movies too, probably, because he knows he has a whole network of them like in Thailand and Indonesia.
A lot of fun looking at that shitty water park in Lilac that was turned into
a
gym.
It was Lilac Resort.
That is what they use,
yeah.
That's what I was trying to.
I can't believe I didn't guess.
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
That pisses me right off.
How's Sharon Stone? Is she good?
She's really great.
I like her.
Everybody's great. It's fun, but if I'm going to be honest, the story was better in the first one.
Yeah, okay. That's what I've heard.
We've kind of entered an area of Hutch's life where he's trying to pay off all the money he burnt in the second one.
Yeah.
So he's working, right? And he's like, I need a vacation. Like, it's more family vacation than it is nobody, but it's nobody because it's.
But that's what the movie they wanted to make.
The RZA was great. Lloyd is great.
Oh yeah, I forgot RZA.
Insane that he's in that movie.
Sharon's,
yeah, that's cool.
He comes in dressed in a samurai outfit and uses a katana. Like,
they got RZA to come to Winnipeg.
Well, Patty
Henderson.
Winnipeg. Wu-Tang Clan came to Winnipeg a couple of years ago.
Sweet.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
like Patty, and he's founding member. Like founding father.
No, that's
right?
What I mean. Yeah,
I did not know that.
Oh, geez. And everybody that was alive and was still able came. And yeah. They had a nice tribute to ODB. So.
Oh, Dirty Bastard.
Yeah.
So go see it while it's still in theaters. Go support it. Manitoba Made. Right now, as we're doing this, listener, Venice Film Festival is happening.
Yeah.
I just want to say, can we stop giving a standing ovation to every fucking film festival movie?
Well, it's funny. Like, also,
it takes all the air out of it.
It does.
And they're always, they're now, and what's funny is, you know how movies are competing with each other?
Oh.
Yeah. Movies are competing each other with not even the reviews, not even the story. It's who has the longer one, because they'll be like, The Whale had an 11-minute. But then they'll be like, Yargos' latest had a 13-minute standing ovation.
Begonia, yeah.
I'm like, so what the fuck does that mean?
You know,
like,
I loved her at Folkfest.
Do you think that was Emma Stone the entire time?
I did, yeah.
I think that, knowing Yargos, that's how he's doing his viral marketing for it.
Like,
it's
I'm
not
sorry.
Going as viral.
I am so excited. Like, me and Jimmy saw Poor Things. You saw Poor Things.
Loved it.
Poor Things, I thought,
Yargos
was great.
Yargos makes great.
The other one,
the Favorite, not so much.
No, Favorite was great. Poor Things was great. The one he made.
Oh, Kill.
Kinds of Kindness.
The 3-hour one.
Wasn't as big of a fan of that one.
Didn't watch it.
That one was a little bit of him
this
getting
one's got a great...
too porny. Got
okay.
A little bit. Poor Things was like porny, but it was like,
fun.
This is a Tim Burton take on something.
Well, it was a fun, but, like, 13-year-old mind with a 28-year-old woman's body going through.
Which is
puberty,
hilarious.
Which is hilarious.
But Kinds of Kindness was like, oh, I don't know. But this new one looks fantastic.
It does.
New
and I
want to
see
really
it.
Good.
And I,
it looks
and
really
I,
good.
And I'm going to clap. But like,
I'm going to clap.
Do
for
we,
13
do we
minutes.
Stand for the Alien movie that Jesse Plemons and Emma Stone are in? Why are we standing
I
for that?
I stood for
like,
Endgame.
It might be an Alien movie.
At the end of Endgame, definitely did.
Endgame was a culmination. Endgame was a
Superman.
You didn't. I saw
no, but what I'm saying is these are movies that I think are worthy of the clap, but how come we don't clap for those? But then, yeah, like. Brendan Fraser wore a fat suit for 3 months. Oh, my God. Again, not shitting on Brendan Fraser.
We
love
him.
But come
spring
on.
Spring cleaning?
I'm just
come
saying.
On. Yes.
What I'm saying is this happens in any room where it becomes a vacuum and it becomes an echo chamber.
So nothing special anymore.
It's not special
anymore.
I'm
like, everything you guys
do it if you
can't
feel
be special.
It.
That's what I mean. Like, it needs to be organic.
Do you feel
right?
it? Do
and
you
like,
really
yeah.
feel that
you
should be doing this?
Yeah, and you look at, like, I saw Julia Roberts. I think it's the one we were talking about before, Over the Hunt or something. It's Andrew Garfield, what's her face from Opus, you pronounce
A-O
it
Edebiri.
A.O. Edebiri.
Nice.
Oh, I did it too.
Nice.
Two for two.
A.O. Edebiri, Andrew Garfield, and it's a conversation about some Me Too stuff. It's a conversation about when a power role goes too far and pushes it with a
why he lost Spider-Man.
Right.
Yeah. So
they talk about Me Too. They talk
like,
about you too.
I mean, that movie has some interesting themes and conversations and if you're pushing some boundaries and doing some things on screen.
Yeah.
But an Alien movie. We're just
it saying, might be
you know,
an Alien
It might
movie.
Be an Alien. I don't know. I'm just saying, if we clap for everything, nothing is special.
Oh, right. Because, right.
We
you know,
don't know.
Part of me is hoping, in a way, I'm like, I hope this is one of those movies where by the end, you're kind of like, maybe
I don't even know
maybe
anymore.
She is.
Yeah. I like movies.
I'm interested.
Like
I mean, it looks fun,
like, it does. And I like the also, Jesse Plemons is unbelievable.
He's on a
range,
streak.
Dude.
He's unbelievable.
Range. I think we got to watch this, Mike, and we'll watch it together and we'll stand up and we'll clap for 14 minutes.
Oh my god, we should.
What if it makes us do that? You don't know.
Do
the feeling's
going
to come to you.
Do you think the theater would make us leave if we were just clapping?
No. If we waited.
Oh, and it's dark?
Like, I paid to stay and clap.
We should actually do it after the end credits are done. Then we start the
14
minutes.
Only if we feel it.
Then that'll
but only if we feel it.
Yeah, I don't want to do a fake standing.
No, that's what we're talking about.
I don't want to fake an O.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
right, Michael.
Yeah.
You know, I want it to be. I want to actually be.
Not
coming.
A landmark. That's a Cineplex.
That's true.
Oh my god, that'd be hilarious. We should do the recline clap for as long as we can because we're
clap
reclining.
Our feet.
Yeah, because we're reclining, we can go forever.
Anyways,
boys.
I just wanted to say that because everything on
oh,
our
it's driving me nuts.
It's just.
It also they're trying to again. It's such a stupid way to try and manipulate audiences to being like this movie's incredible. These
right,
people stood 10 minutes.
Right.
So this movie's incredible. Like, fuck off.
There's just too much lip service and not enough, like, show me on the screen. Stop fucking acting around it. Right. Like, yeah.
Let's move on. I want to talk about the SNL stuff before we get into
sure.
the show.
Yeah.
Just quickly.
We got time.
It's huge, man. It's a big, like,
Lauren said
is
he's
going to
shake things up.
He said
he was going to do it. I don't know if I agree with everybody, but it seems like maybe it's Heidi's time.
I think she's leaving on her own.
Definitely on her own terms. Whenever you hear somebody after eight seasons.
She had a reoccurring bit on shrinking. She's doing stuff.
People use SNL as a platform to then streamline and other things, and she's doing
but
it.
It just doesn't feel like these are, like, I like Devin Walker, but these don't feel like big shakeups.
I agree.
What I mean?
Like, Devin Walker, no offense.
Marcelo Hornedo's leaving.
That would be nuts.
Michael Longfellow was kind of the Pete Davidson.
I liked him,
but I'm not.
But
I'm
he had
like,
one shtick.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean? He wasn't versatile. He had that one dry
shtick. I'm Michael Longfellow.
Yeah, and that's just my name. You know what I mean? Like, he never, and same with Devin Walker, nothing against him, but he didn't do anything on SNL.
Maybe they didn't give him the chance, right?
And that's the thing.
And that's the case for a lot of comics.
And he said something, like, he said at times it was toxic at times, so maybe that's what he means.
Of course, toxicity is
Lauren Michaels' like motive.
Yeah. Like, and at 81, he is Dr. Evil at this point,
and
right?
So who else is gone?
Heidi, Michael, Emil.
He had
Walken.
One season. Yeah. And I feel like they didn't give him, they should have gave him more than one season.
He didn't get enough.
Like, him and Mike Longfellow, when they got on Weekend Update, they did great.
They did awesome.
It would always start really slow, and they would pull the audience in, and you would be forced to like
but
it.
But you should give somebody, like, getting fired after one season, I feel
that
like,
sucks.
With SNL, unless
they
you're
did that
like.
To Chloe Trost.
That's what I mean, right? And unless.
Like, you didn't even give him a chance.
Unless you're like someone who stands out on your first skit, like a Wilford, which is rare, but happens on SNL.
They kept all the Nepo babies, I'll tell you that.
You got to give them enough time to still do stuff. One season. And he did a lot in his first season.
That's right.
Right? Like,
they kept all the fucking Nepo babies.
Well, and this is the one, like, if
which
Bowen.
Who were the Nepos?
Two of them on Please Don't Destroy. There's Jane Wickline. She's a Nepo baby. She was Lauren Michaels' assistant's daughter.
People got to stop having kids.
And then one of them.
I did my part.
Yeah.
Oh, there's just a whole bunch. But all of them are sticking
around. Sure,
If Bowen leaves, that's a big shake. That could be on his own terms.
But
Bowen,
man, he could run his own career.
Yeah. Oh, I don't think he wants to do
Bowen
it anymore.
Bowen would be a talk show
host. Why would he?
In 30 seconds.
I don't know.
Bowen could do whatever they want.
I don't know why he would at this point, because I feel like, again, using SNL, like, unless you're Keenan.
Keenan, man, just go do something else.
But that's his livelihood, you know? Like, at this, like, but unless you're treating it like that. It's supposed to be a stepping stone to where you want to go in the industry, right?
But he'd been acting for so long that by the time he got SNL, like, he'd done Knuckle Puck, he'd done
Good Burger.
Where's
his movie, though?
No, I know, but
what is his SNL movie?
Why does he have to have one?
Oh, Good Burger.
I guess
Welcome to Good Burger.
No,
I don't think that's SNL.
Where is it now?
No, I agree. Oh, we did Fat Albert.
Maybe Mike's right, though. Maybe he doesn't have to have one.
Like,
well,
he was a child actor. Not a lot of these.
That's true, right?
But like, he's one of the few. Like, he's had his own sitcoms. He even had one recently on NBC called Keenan.
That's right, yeah.
And they all do terrible because, I'm sorry,
but that's very
90s
to do the Keenan show.
Yeah.
Or Everybody Hates
he's
Chris.
He's funny in an ensemble, but on his own.
Sitcoms are fucking dead.
Yeah, sitcoms are
it's
another.
Over.
I agree. But also, I've never seen Keenan as someone that I'm like, oh my God, he's like, he's good in an ensemble, which is what he's plays to his strength.
Yeah, so maybe
but
he
on
knows
his
that.
Own, and maybe. I think he does. And again, if Lauren keeps allowing him, why would he say no? If he's not getting all these other movies and things, but Lauren keeps bringing him back,
why
go
not?
For it. Yeah.
I think he's just.
Well, Chloe Fineman's the next one, because when I saw Heidi going, I'm like, I wonder if Chloe's going to go, and she's starting to do stuff.
Yeah.
Bowen's blowing up.
Yep.
You know,
and Jost and Che, too. Like,
yep.
They could go do
whatever
they want.
They will. Now they will have money to throw at them, to anchor them, to build around them, and he'll bring them all in separately and tell them, I'm only telling you this, because that's what he does. And he'll be like, you could be
I'm
the next.
I'm giving the white guy more.
Yeah. You could be the next.
That's a good Lauren.
You could be the next Kristen Wiig. You could be
Chi. Is it Chi? I'm giving the white guy more.
You could be the next Bowen when Bowen is the next thing.
Well, and again, Lauren's 81, so I don't think he gives a shit in terms of like, yeah, you're done. I'll keep you. Like, he's, you know what I mean? He doesn't
Someone
care.
Else is maybe making these whole decisions.
Yeah. Well, and again, these, so far, the cast that we've seen that's not returning. It is putting some pressure on. Like, I'm even more intrigued to know who are the
that's
new ones.
That's a lot of
ones.
People to replace.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
like
I
there's
what
a.
Saying.
I think what he's trying to say with by saying the shakeup is.
Yeah.
I think this is the first season in its 50-year run that has had
this many
new
people. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Because or Or he's not filling their roles. Like, that's the thing. Maybe it is.
Because it used to be, what, six people? Seven people?
Yeah, I think when it first went on, it was less than 10.
Well, when it's, I mean, what do we remember?
Or 10 at most.
Well, I've been listening to a Saturday Night Live podcast that recaps every single episode from the beginning.
Oh, cool. Like, from the beginning?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh,
that's cool.
It's nuts, because they, you know, they didn't know what they were.
Yeah, yeah. The early seasons, the first 10 years is wild.
Chevy's always been a cock.
Yeah, oh, from day one.
Never stopped.
Well, Chris Columbus left Christmas Vacation because of it. Because
he was such a cock.
He was doing principal photography, and he was like, I can't work with this fucking asshole.
I hate this fucking guy.
And Chris Columbus works with everyone.
Do you think he would have been okay with just going down to vice principal photography if Chevy had left?
You know, that's really funny.
That's hilarious. That's
like, listen, guys.
I don't need this shit. I'm going to get Harry Potter.
And he did.
Yeah, right?
And now, have you heard this week what he's ripping
on? He's great. I give him props. I give him props. He has a point.
He's basically, none of us, even if you've never seen a Harry Potter movie, none of us know why they're making a series. And I like,
is Chris Columbus involved?
No. They asked him if he would cut, and he's like, no, I did my version already. Yeah. You guys can go watch it right now.
He had a point about,
he's like, I already discovered India.
He had a point because he was like, I thought they were going to do a whole new thing, right? Like, same characters, new stories, write them kind of in and out of things. This is the movies again. With longer format. Right.
Yeah,
this is Hagrid. This is Harry.
That's the problem.
What's the fucking point?
The only thing I'm a little bit, again, as a big Harry Potter fan, especially the books, the idea that
J.K.
they
Rowling
could adapt,
gets any money.
Well, that's, I didn't realize all that shit. That's ridiculous. Just sell it. Just sell it like Lucas did so we never have to.
Or she can die.
You know
anyways,
what?
But
as much as she can be who she
no,
is.
No, I get it. I get it.
You never sell.
No,
you
I know. It's the only thing she's ever done in her whole life.
She's
Why would
a human monster. She's not, yeah.
But she went from a back of a car to a billionaire.
There's
like
a lot
there's a big transition.
In the books that the movies
she
couldn't
just stood in front of the car.
There's a lot in the books. There's a lot of side plots. There's a lot of characters in the books that the movies couldn't do. That I'm like to explore
but are
that
they
would be neat.
Are they interesting
but I don't
enough?
Think that's her reasoning.
Is that
no, they are.
They
for
are?
Sure they are.
I think we're getting off topic immediately.
Yeah, so.
Like,
yeah.
If you haven't read the books, like, if you read the books, like, anybody that's read the books, and I said, hey, what if we could adapt this whole, like, everything that you saw and keep those, like, even the stuff they do in the movies, like,
you got to cut.
Yeah, like, six is a lot, pretty much the majority of the Half-Blood Prince is actually a backstory on Voldemort.
It's like the Quarter-Blood Prince.
Yeah, we get the Quarter-Blood Prince. They don't even go to half, to really be honest with you. But anyways,
many,
what I'm
is
saying
it three
is
out
like,
of five princes?
It could be neat.
It's
but
just
I
two
don't,
princes, actually.
I don't think that's why HBO's doing it. I think HBO.
If you...
I think HBO's just doing it because again, they're going to make money. They are going to make, but again,
Warner Brothers is going to make money.
The fact that they're even using the same costuming and stuff is a little bit frustrating.
Just go ahead.
It's stupid.
Now.
All right. There's so much more we could talk about, but I really want to go for a walk.
A long walk?
Where?
Jimmy, what time is it?
Brother.
It's debate.
Trying to do the Macho Man compilation, which is like,
it's okay for grown men to cry.
Get your Slim Jim and crab.
Oh, yeah. Snap it to a Slim Jim.
At my signal, unleash hell.
Goldstein,
give me a fat beat to beat my body chest.
I don't know what kind of guy you were. I never would have agreed to work with you.
Are you gonna bark all day, little doggy? Or are you gonna bite? What was that? I'm sorry, I didn't catch you. Could you repeat it?
Before we get started, does anyone want to get out?
Yes, it's debate time, listeners. So at this I am going to turn this over to Jimmy. Jimmy's going to drive the rest of the episode.
We worked on this together.
I was the guy that got the same mark, but they did all the work.
So we're going to do the location, the prize, the rules, the characters, and the side characters as well. I figure we start with the location because that's, you know,
yeah,
we got to set.
We
got
to know where we're going.
We got to do a setting first when you open a script. What do you get first? You get the description of where you are.
Enter.
That's right, Michael.
Set
so
in.
For my location, we're going to do the airport moving walkway.
Oh, like the...
Yep, at the Richardson Airport, baby. Oh,
that is absolutely so unfair.
Well, hold on. You don't know what I'm going to do with it.
All right.
But that's my location.
Okay, cool.
The Richardson Airport.
Okay.
I think where better to take a walk? You're waiting for your flights. Your flight's probably delayed. You got a lot of time on your hands.
They're on strike.
Because what do you do when you get to the? What do you do when you get past the gate first? You go to make sure that your gate exists.
Right.
When you get through security, you go to make sure your gate exists, and then you probably go to Tim Hortons.
And then your flight is still scheduled.
And is it a short walk?
No.
No, it's not. It's a pretty damn long walk, if you ask me.
Is this at Pearson or Richardson, you said, right?
Richardson, yeah, of course. Yes. Well, we got to keep it local.
Sure, okay.
At least I thought. I thought that would get points with Michael, but I guess not. Michael hates Winnipeg. I think if you're going to be walking anywhere, you're going to want to move in walkway. And maybe does it cheat? You ever try to keep up the 3 mile per hour pace, Michael? Should we Canadian this up and make it 3 kilometers? Is that faster? Yes.
Well,
no.
It's less. It's a shorter walk.
Like, it's just monotony. It's just painful. I'm imagining being in your dystopian future and just getting fucking nowhere.
Well, and here's the thing. There are other people that are also going for their flight, but they aren't involved with the long walk at all.
Okay.
Yeah, they're just also traveling.
It's awesome.
So you have to do this in an airport.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's busy. You're not doing... Well, I guess you're doing it for a few hours, so you get the whole airport day. So if you're there at 2 a.m., it's not exactly busy.
That's pretty awesome.
Thank you. And that's my location. Michael?
I have two locations. I have a
well,
local...
Well, you only get to pick one.
Okay. Do you want to go with my real-life pick, or do you want me to go with my movie pick?
Real life pick.
Real life pick?
Yeah.
This would be the... Well, I don't know if it's there anymore since construction, but if it's...
Waverly.
Down Graham.
No, not down Graham.
Graham.
The underground Portage in Maine.
Oh, my God.
Oh, the mall?
The mall.
The underground. Scary mall. Yeah. It is there. Yeah. I can tell you it is there.
Yeah, I've okay. It's still there? Okay.
It's still there.
I mean, is anybody still working down there?
There are a few businesses
so
down
it's still
there.
Scary?
It's terrifying. That's
like,
awful.
Is there like a floor shop?
It smells so bad.
Yeah, I know. I know.
It's pretty gross. It's pretty scary down there.
And that's your
There's
long walk.
There's a really nice Scotiabank.
That's
down
my long
there.
Walk. That's where you now. I mean, guys, it's a carousel of madness, right? You could walk around and everything could be fine. You could walk around again. People have taken shit.
I've never been. Down
you could walk around again.
Oh,
you
Jimmy,
can walk around. They could be doing
you
drugs.
You gotta go. It'll change you.
Oh, you're saying the atmosphere changes.
The atmosphere changes because it's open to the public. Like yours, like you're in an airport.
Well, there's no
right?
AC, so depending on the day, it could be hot poo and
hot
trash.
As fuck down there, right?
Hot poo.
There's, hot poo trash.
There's no air circulation
no,
down there.
No. It's under the buildings.
It's under the buildings.
That's going to be tough walk.
They've actually stopped. Like, they're looking at removing it completely because structurally it could go any time. So
hilarious.
You could be in an environment where, like,
it
at
could
any
collapse
given
above
moment,
you.
A yeah. car could be driving down, like, through the new four-way crosswalk at Portage in Maine.
Crackheads.
Or crackheads.
That's interesting because you have to keep the same pace, right? In the movie, do you think you can walk faster? I know that wouldn't be strategically
Oh, they kill
helpful.
You if you start. If this guy's like, I could well, jog this right now.
Because we only
now.
See if they stop or go below, but we never see if they go over.
So no manifold.
What is the point of going over if you're
Well,
still
Michael,
still?
If you're down in this horrible hellscape and you're being chased by poo flingers, maybe...
Maybe
you walk a little faster.
I don't stop for pooflingers. I don't stop for anybody.
So no Manitoba Marathon runners are allowed in this thing at all. Because they'll just
they'll be out.
They'll just be out by
Well, that's what I mean. Can you go a little faster, or do they have to keep up the same pace
must,
if they're being
must
chased?
Go
or?
Faster.
Must go faster.
Must go faster. Must go faster. Must go faster.
I mean, if you want to go faster, you can. But the point is...
But we'll shoot you.
Well, no, like you can't...
You go too slow, you get shot. You go too fast, that's great, but you get shot.
But what, are you trying to lap everybody? Like,
Well, no, I just mean like maybe there's a crazy person down there and they're chasing me and they want to kill me. Am I just supposed to keep up the same pace
and
hope that I don't get stabbed?
You're supposed to deal with the problem like a fucking man.
Okay, but if I stop, they'll shoot me.
Well, you got two chances.
True.
Right?
They do give you two warnings.
I'm white.
But I'm white.
Get stabbed.
So, there we go. It's the what do they call it? The underground square?
The underground horror.
Winnipeg Square?
Winnipeg
Square that's a circle.
Yeah.
Course.
The escape room, Winnipeg
the
Square.
Escape room, next Winnipeg escape room.
Escape room, if you're listening, you should make Have you guys, that your next escape? You should buy the fucking property from the city.
Have you guys been in the new escape room? It's the underground mall in Winnipeg. It's awesome.
And you have to do it blindfolded. That's not a good idea.
If someone's chasing me and throwing poo at me, I'm probably going to move a little bit quicker.
Charles, are you going to stick with the locale, or are you going to step off into the world of cinema?
So the original concept I had, just because I was trying to think of like what's a good thing that like, or a good setting that people walk generally and it's
Planet
entertaining
Fitness
or whatnot. So I thought of from the backstage to the ring at like WrestleMania.
That's
like
the really long ramp.
The really long ramp, like, but it starts all the way from like the back of the building. You're going through the warehouse where like people are accidentally
You're
walking.
You're doing the Goldberg entrance.
Yeah, and you could even do the, what is it?
It's the long walk.
Penta. Where you're slowly,
you gotta strut.
Just really slowing
so
in.
So your
and
walk includes a walk out?
A walk out, yeah. That's where it ends, is like the
music.
Walk out, yeah.
I like
What's
it.
The entrance music for everybody.
Yeah. Oh my God. It's.
Or is it the same on repeat?
It's Sexy Boy.
It's
for
Sexy Boy.
It's gonna be a Gundam style.
Gundam style.
Well, if they come out doing this shit. That's too fast.
Yeah, see?
Wait, they have to do the
race.
Oh, my God. They have to do a senior horse, not a thrive horse. Senior horse, just a little bit.
A clop, not a throttle.
So that was one of the ideas I had. And then the cinematic one was the highway in Matrix Reloaded. That
Sick.
Long, beautiful highway of Trinity's Chase and everything on the motorcycle.
Yeah.
That was the one I thought from a movie.
Should we just pick that one?
I mean, it's... Well, okay, here, I'll throw my...
Is the traffic
hang
on it?
Hang
What's
on.
Your movie
We said we only had six characters to pick from, but
True.
We didn't say how many of these we could
No, you're right.
Okay, let me bring up my list.
I'm sticking with the airport.
Let me see if I can change your mind. Let me just bring this up here.
I like
so.
The Penta walkout.
Isn't that the Egyptian? Is that what you're
talking
about?
Oh, he does
about?
Like a snake thing. I don't know. It's funny. And who was it? CM Punk?
Yeah, everybody mocks it.
Yeah, CM
him.
Punk came
so,
out and was mock like doing it. It was pretty funny.
I had the Swamp of Sadness.
That was my movie one.
Like, can you imagine trouncing through that shit?
That's a good one.
Right? Like,
is that where the horse dies?
Yeah.
Betray you.
Right?
Yeah.
It's 100%. Because I'm like,
that's hilarious.
You
what's,
sick fuck.
What's worse than trying to keep up 2 miles per hour in the Swamp of Sadness?
And it's such a slow, like, okay, I guess that's it.
Yep. All right. This is the walk.
Yeah.
Tough choice.
And it could be PTSD for Mark Hamill's character because the Swamp of, remember, when he goes in the tree.
Yeah.
It's very never-ending story.
Very,
like,
yeah.
Seeing Vader in his face.
And, like, you don't get the rock guy. You don't get the guy with the butterfly and the snail. Yeah. Like
Falcor!
Right? There's no fucking Falcor. Yeah. You get Mark Hamill in some sort of boat who doesn't
and
say.
And now watch your horse die.
Yeah, that's
right? Pretty good.
They just, every pass, they shoot a tray one more time.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
they're beating
just
a dead horse.
Just to fucking put you through PTSD.
Bring up the backup horse. Put him into
backup horse.
I thought Atreyu was dead.
What's this one's name? It doesn't matter.
Glue.
Well, then we have a choice on our hands.
We
this
do.
It's gonna be tough.
We do. Jimmy, you went first, so you get to pick first.
The road from Matrix is really funny.
It
I
is.
Would like.
And is it in the Matrix? By
That's
the way?
What I'm saying. Like, do we want that? Because that could be a nightmare.
Do they all have to plug in and they just walk.
Yeah.
Like,
and they have to walk in between semis and agents fucking jumping on
you're
cars.
You're not going. You're taking the blue pill, bitch. You're fucked.
Yeah. I think those semis are going to hit each other.
You got me with the Swamp of Sadness. I'm going to go Swamp of Sadness. Charles, what do you think?
Yeah, I like Swamp of Sadness. That's
Let's
pretty
do
funny.
It.
That's pretty fucking funny.
I mean, it kind of plays into your like track, right? Like, you're definitely.
Can I tell you?
And I mean, I'll make a caveat. You
don't
have to make it from.
Nice scenery is the way to go if there's a potential to die. I mean, at least Swamp of Sadness, you know what you're going to get to.
Now, even though we have
not
set where it is, we're still going to read the rules that we had for ours.
Yes, 100%.
And we'll still do the prize that we had for ours.
I don't
we'll maybe try to make it all make sense together.
I don't think your rule can exist in my...
Well, it does kind of fit. I'll explain it now.
Okay.
So, the rules for mine are that you have to walk backwards on the moving walkway in the wrong direction. Your flight leaves in 20 minutes, and they just called the first group for boarding. Make your flight or be forced to wait in the airport for an undetermined amount of time.
See, if you had just said this was the airport from Die Hard 2, I'd have picked yours. But you just picked the Richardson Airport.
I wanted it to be local. You know what? I stand by that.
That's
okay,
funny.
So you're stuck on a
the walk.
You're stuck on the walking.
You're stuck on the walk. Yeah.
I don't.
But you're going backwards, so you're fighting it.
You are
you're
walking
fighting the
backwards,
current.
And you're fighting it.
You're fighting the current, essentially. And, like,
oh, just keep
backwards.
Swimming. Just keep swimming.
Yeah.
Oh.
And every now and then you hear the same announcement of, like, your flight's going to go.
Boarding group two.
Yeah.
Right now, as me, I'm fine with being in a little swamp, and then you got to go on to a fucking backwards running. What thing? You got to go to a swamp? Like, we're building here, guys.
That's actually
what if the swamp moved you backwards?
Right.
When you go all the way down through the swamp, you just end up on that belt at the Richardson Airport. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
I got the idea. I watched a video of a man and his toddler, and he put his toddler on the walkway, but
sure.
backwards, so they tire themselves out.
That's good parenting.
So he's walking but not going anywhere.
That's good parenting.
Yeah, that's great parenting.
If I wanted kids, I'd go to the airport to be like, you're going to fucking bed.
Well, that's it, right? Wear them down before the flight.
That's
I thought
a kid
that was
treadmill.
A great idea.
You just found a kid treadmill.
You're
that's
smart.
Tough. You're sleeping all the
that's
way to smart. Australia.
The treadmill's going 2 kilometers backwards.
Okay. Any other? You can have more rules.
No. That's my rules.
Okay.
You're going to miss your flight. All they just announced boarding group one.
And you have to be on peyote.
Do you want to go next? Or do you want me to go next?
You just sneak
you can go
airport.
Next.
Okay. So I have the blank rule. Like, that's how I kind of phrase these, right? So I have things like the Alien rule, the Beetlejuice rule, the Stand By Me rule, the Indiana Jones rule.
You have to find a dead body.
The Gremlins rule.
Don't look.
Don't feed him after
because we, you know what? I feel, okay, here we go. Because we shit so much on Jurassic Park.
I don't.
Jurassic World Rebirth.
Yeah, well.
God damn it.
I can't wait for Afterbirth. Jurassic World Afterbirth. Fuck me.
Okay, so.
Great
all right.
title.
It's really gooey.
Okay, this one kind of plays into my location.
Okay.
So I want to go with the Shawshank rule. I want to keep some Stephen King in this.
So what is the Shawshank rule?
Every 50 miles, you must crawl through a mile of long sewage pipe.
Jesus, then, Michael. Isn't that just a swamp
in the
of
rain.
Sadness?
No, because you're going from the mud
to
the treadmill, possibly.
All of your locations have poo.
Hey, man.
It's the real world, Jimmy.
Isn't this hard enough?
This
is
a shitty day.
You got to get out, brother. It's
They're
the
like,
real
oh,
world.
Why do they
so,
call this the swamp of sadness?
So
they get a mouthful of poo.
So you have to do two of these, right? Because if you have two rules to stop, so every time you stop, you have to detour off the fucking swamp of sadness. All right,
time to crawl.
Yeah, and now you got to crawl through. Like,
how did he stick the poster to the wall from the inside of the hole?
That's a good question. Okay, well,
it's one of my favorite Family Guy moments. I will say that's really funny.
And
it's a good question.
Taut enough that a rock. Could
oh, it's perfectly
it.
Put on. It's
yeah,
perfectly
and
put
there's
on.
Like no hole in it to pull back.
I think Morgan
back,
Freeman
right?
helped him. Yeah, that was the
somebody had to.
Yeah, Morgan Freeman.
If you need something,
I hung it up
pisses
the whole
me right
time.
Red'll take care of
it
for
you.
If you stop walking. Twice,
right?
You have to deviate down a 50-meter trench of poop.
Oh, so you don't get killed.
You don't get killed.
You just get longer poop sewage.
You get more poop sewage off the side, and then
oh my God.
But hang on, if we're keeping with it,
hang on.
That happens twice.
There's also diarrhea in there.
And then on the third time,
milkshake poops.
Oh,
they diarrhea on you until you can't breathe and die.
Oh my God.
So, yeah.
So you were that kid the whole time you watched Neverending Story, and that horse was dying. You're like, that's a lot of shit.
No.
I think I would rather that than miss my flight. Charles.
Oh,
50, meters of, 50 meters of shit in a sewage pipe.
Have you ever missed your
Beat
flight?
That.
Feels bad.
I haven't.
You're the only
Claudia
one.
Claudia has, and I've witnessed it, and it seems
Sucks.
Awful.
It's a bad feeling.
Really
How did
bad.
You not
really
miss the
feeling.
Flight if she missed the flight?
It was so when we first.
You were dropping her off.
We first started dating. I already had a trip booked to New York, and I was just going to go on my own. And then we started dating, and it was going well. And I was like, you should come.
How's it going?
And she was like, okay.
Is it still going?
It's still going.
Yeah.
And yeah, and then I got there at like, I don't know, 9 in the morning. And then she's like, hey, I missed my flight, so I'll be there at like 8 at night. I was like, okay.
Okay.
I mean, her day
I'll
sucked.
Let you deal with that.
My day was, I got a cool little day in New York by myself for a bit, and then I got to pick up a hot girl
you
from
a fucking New York
airport.
Minute.
It was
the
cool.
System works.
Her day sucked. Her day really sucked, I think.
What's your rule?
So originally, yeah, so going back to when it was the walkout for the wrestling rule.
Right.
Okay.
So
this might be
if
it.
You...
Well, the wrestling thing's out, so he's got a hard time.
Hold on.
If you right. fucked up once,
okay.
you got a ladder.
Yeah.
I can see where this is going.
If you fucked up twice, it was...
the kendo stick.
So, yeah, kendo, like a ladder full of kendo sticks. Just nailing you more than
once.
I am
really hoping the way you kill these people is very related to wrestling.
The whole thing, because again, when
you get 3D'd through a table.
When I saw the reason why, when
you
I was
Dudley Boyd through a table.
When I was working on this, I was watching SmackDown, and I can't remember who it was.
Of course you were.
But the fucking walk, I'm like, some of these walks are too long.
Yeah.
And that's when I was like, okay.
The long
maybe
walk.
I could move this into something like what's
so ladder than table? Is that?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then what? How do you die?
You get swantoned through a table.
So, yeah.
I have an idea, but I want to hear him say it first.
It was the Mankind fall from the top of the cage.
Okay,
but
you're
do
very
die,
close to
but
my...
But you do die.
You're so close to my idea.
He's broken in half.
You do...
Your
fuck
teeth,
off!
Your teeth don't go through your nose.
His head's off, JR! It's off!
There are no safety pins. I want to... Are you done?
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah.
I just want to say...
What did you think?
I
love you.
You were going to Owen Hart it, weren't you?
Yeah, I was.
You son of a bitch.
You
I saw it in your
eyes. Psycho. You goddamn psycho.
Okay, buddy. Now jump off the top. I promise the harness is good to go.
That's what I want you to say.
I saw it in your eyes. I saw it in his eyes.
And just rename it.
I'm not going to lie. That was the first one I thought of. And I was like, let's do the top of the cage. Let's do fall from the top of the cage.
Oh, I love you.
Let's do the Mankind fall.
Okay.
Because that's still insane.
All right. Sorry. What was yours again? I'm having too much fun.
You're going to miss your flight.
You're going to miss my
flight.
You're
going to miss your flight.
Miss your flight.
Yeah.
And everything's going backwards.
Yes.
Yours is diarrhea.
Mine
city.
Is a diarrhea tunnel, a poop tunnel from Shawshank Redemption. Fuck. How do you say this? A poop
the tunnel. The poop tunnel from
Shawshank. But.
With more poo.
If that happens to you twice, they
you could just say with more poo.
Yeah. More diarrhea.
Death by poo.
I don't want to pick Michaels.
It's death by poo, essentially, is Michaels.
As soon as poo got brought up in the Winnipeg Square that's a circle, I'm
going to go with, I like Charles's. I think that's what you deserve. I'm going to go with Charles's with Michael's spin on it.
Oh, so you want the Owen Hart.
Yeah, I want the Owen Hart.
You want the Owen Hart fall.
I think that's real sad.
Yeah.
And if we're in the swamp of sadness.
If we can
so
all.
True.
Technically, it's a soft landing, but like, I mean.
It's not for him.
If we need a ring, we'll put a ring in
it. It's actually just fishing wire.
Kids listening at home. Google Owen Hart.
Yeah, YouTube. Just Google.
YouTube it.
Yeah. Better
YouTube,
yet,
Owen Hart,
YouTube it.
Owen Hart fall. Just
and
do
then
that.
Go to Chris Benoit.
And then watch Dark Side of the Ring.
Yeah.
Then
yeah.
Just watch
You'll
those.
Love it. The Doink the Clown episode, very sad.
Oh, so sad.
You'll love it.
But life,
okay, I like Charles's
real.
Too. I like. Okay,
okay. Let's do that then.
Swamp of Sadness with the table.
Yeah.
The ladder.
Yeah.
And then the Owen.
Yeah, and then the Owen.
What was it, Blue Blazer?
Yeah, he was doing some stupid fucking gimmick. And
yeah,
he
that's what it was.
Him on a zip line
table,
from the sky.
Table ladder, yes. Table ladder blaze,
and he fell and landed on the ropes. And
oh my god,
yeah, not great.
Yeah.
And then they continued with the show.
And then they revealed, Dark Side of the Ring revealed that they rented that whole thing from a fishing company.
Yeah, it wasn't meant for people.
No,
it was basically a
fishing line.
Yeah, it was essentially a fishing line in the carabiner. That
you mean
you
to tell me it wasn't 1,000-pound test?
No, nope.
A carabiner you'd put on a fucking backpack. Not even a carabiner
meant
to hold
for
a
bass.
Carabiner to hold my janitor keys.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. All right.
It's not meant for wicked tuna.
But that was his
How
day.
Much for the tuna? How much? Okay, so do we want... We should do prize.
Yeah, prize next.
Okay. Oh, that's
I'll
good.
I'll go first. Yeah. My prize, your flight would only be delayed by 3 hours.
That's not bad.
We can incorporate that somehow.
That's not bad.
Claudia's was way longer than that. So
see, that's not bad. You're like, oh, great.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I could do 3 hours.
I could do 3 hours.
I could watch
okay.
Titanic again.
I mean, Wi-Fi, restaurants.
That's not bad.
Bar.
Yep.
That's a pretty good price. Yep.
If you're somewhere where you know people can come see you at the
you
airport.
Can lie across
three,
multiple,
like you can get back through security.
You can lie across multiple
you're
chairs.
Flying
you're
flying on Falkor. It's delayed for 3 hours.
I love it.
We're flying Falkor tonight.
That's your prize.
It's basically Flair.
Out of
Flaircore.
Yeah, Flaircore.
Out of Neverending Story, you're with
Flaircore. I'm flying Flaircore tonight.
They put big ears and a tail on it. It's pretty cool.
There's no food or drinks, and you have to fist bump the whole way there.
And you got to scratch the pilot behind the ears when you're done.
Yeah.
And that's my prize.
Okay. All right.
That's fucking hilarious.
Charles?
What's your prize?
Money in the bank.
you get a title shot whenever you want?
You get a briefcase full of money and shot whenever you want.
Oh, that's fucking sick.
That's literally what I thought of. So money in the bank.
Trying to figure out how we're going to
incorporate full of money.
You get a title shot whenever?
Any title shot. You can fight Mark Hamill.
You only have a year to do
you
it.
You can fight Mark Hamill anytime within the year.
You have until next year's long walk to cash it in.
Right. And you can come right at the end when that last guy thinks he's going to make it.
Oh,
and you're,
that's
and you got
fucked
full,
up.
And you got full health.
Win the
so
long
you're like,
walk twice?
Yeah. Oh,
without
yeah.
even competing? That's something Edge would do.
Telling you, man.
That's some Randy Orton 2009 shit.
That is right. Yeah. Yeah.
So, like, you're just a nobody, but now you get a title shot.
But now you get a title
shot. Now you're Mr. Money in the Bank.
You're Mr. Money in the Bank, literally. Yeah. Like, the definition of.
And you're taken care of, right?
Holy
shit. You got to be taken care of until you
can
throw that baby
in. You got a title shot coming.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
You just got to choose World Heavyweight or WWE Champion.
Yeah.
What do you want, brother?
I want Intercontinental.
No, that's, you don't, that'd be such a waste.
That's, I would, can I have tag team?
I want the Cruiserweight belt.
Do you guys still do featherweight?
Do you guys still do?
Can I just get the belt at my local toy shop?
That's, I want the ECW Championship.
Okay. I'm just, I mean, this is a lot of things that we're going to, so we got to do this in the Swamp of Sadness. We have to potentially be tabled and laddered and owened if we
zip lined,
right?
A lot of white people die from zip lining.
They do. Do you watch zip lining fails?
Only white people. Only white people zip line.
Well, yeah.
That's yeah.
It's the only. It's the only time. It's the only time when you're not on a BMX bike that someone can flip three times.
Another white person activity,
right?
Bungee jumping and
BMX biking.
Yeah. Kelly's brother has built one on his property out in Stonewall.
That's fucking. Hold on, I don't want people to think that I think BMXing isn't cool.
No,
that's awesome.
No, he built a zip line, not a BMX
that is
park.
Much less cool.
I know, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
Like, that is not cool.
Yeah.
I don't want people to think that I like a zip
line. I think he bought it at Costco.
I like it, and I think you should leave. That's my favorite zip line.
You're being too rough on it.
Okay. I feel that...
You're not supposed to pull on it.
Just let me do it.
I mean, I know it's not very practical, and it'd be a bitch to back up, but I'm going to give you Tim Burton's Batman Batmobile design.
That's the prize?
That's the prize.
Oh, like the Drew Carey show when he won the won the Batmobile.
You got
100%.
Me.
He drove it to work.
Not,
that's cool,
not 66. 89.
Okay.
Oh, no, he had...
cannot
he had
take 60, a turn.
Did he have 89?
He had Batman Forever. He had Vals.
Oh.
He had Vals.
Ooh.
The Valmobile.
But I like Tim's. Tim's is my favorite Batmobile.
Tim's,
that's
just
a good prize.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
animated
Batman.
But
how are you driving it out of the Swamp of Sadness? That thing,
Falcor.
No traction control. No.
Oh, it ejects you,
actually,
and then it's the Batwing.
It does well in the winter.
It has Batwing.
Yeah,
it has Batwing sonar. It knows the Batwing will come to
it. It does drive in the winter. I'll give you that.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, because Returns is a Christmas
movie.
That's
right. No, I'll give you that.
You could be Mayor.
I am the Mayor. I'm Mr. Mayor in the Bank.
I'm Bagwag.
That was a little John Mulaney.
Thank you.
That was a little Mulaney of you. Okay. All right. So...
we got
Money in the Bank.
Choice.
3 hour late delay on Falcor and the Batmobile.
Fuck me.
I went first last time.
Michael,
you go first.
Okay. I really like Money in the Bank.
I
really like
how. I mean,
okay, if you're a kid walking in this, well, we're going to insert our character shortly, but if you're a kid doing this, like the movie's depicting, yeah, fuck yeah. You want to be a wrestler? You want to.
Yeah,
I agree.
Like, that's kind of...
And you get a title shot right away.
Right? Like, you don't have to screw around.
Yeah.
It's Idiocracy kind of stuff.
Take a year to get just juiced up and then come and play. Or don't.
The Swamp.
I think you're on to something.
We'll take it either way.
Like, you've already been prepped with the table and the ladder.
Yeah. So if you made it through that, good for you.
Right?
Right, yeah.
And the Swamp of Sadness, I mean, anything is happy
that's
after
hilarious.
That.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
We love wrestling in the muck.
Seriously.
That's our next big one.
The long walk to the circle.
Great choices, fellas.
Get out of the muck.
Okay.
So for now we're jumping to our side characters. This is where it gets kind of interesting. We'll each get two that we can guarantee in. You can say all four that you've picked, but we each get two guaranteed.
And these are the side characters.
These are the side characters that are competing as well. And then at the end, we'll argue who's going to win.
Okay.
So I'll just list off my side characters. We can explain why once we
tell us your side pieces.
I got Jimmy Olsen from Superman, our Skylar Gisondo. He's
nice.
In fucking everything. Dude pulls chicks. What can't he do?
Gideon pulls chicks.
Yeah. Gideon, love
damn
it.
Damn right he does.
Yeah, he does.
And then
fucks.
I picked Mickey 17, Robert
oh,
Pattinson.
Oh, nice. That's a good one.
I think a man who's not afraid to die.
That's a fun one.
Has nothing to lose.
And stare himself in the face.
That's right.
That's really funny.
Yeah. I picked Monkey Robbie Williams from Better Man. Didn't see that coming, did you,
Fuck,
Mike?
Well, he's going to
wow.
win.
Wow. Yeah. You just picked a marsupial.
Monkey Robbie Williams.
That monkey's been in rehab a bunch of times, and it's still walking.
You'll see. And then I picked Paddington from Paddington in Peru.
Oh, my God.
What, because Marmalade's going to get you through?
But my two guaranteed are Mickey 17 and Monkey Robbie Williams.
That's great. That's great.
Okay. It's fucking monkey business over here.
I think Robbie, for obvious reasons, he can't be stopped. Can I do my Robbie Williams joke?
Yeah,
please.
So I wrote this when the movie came out. I'm going to do it in the style of Late Night, and I'd appreciate it if you guys reacted.
Yes.
Have you guys heard about the new Robbie Williams? UK pop star Robbie Williams has a new biopic coming out. Have you guys heard about this?
No.
Robbie Williams, UK pop star Robbie Williams, has a new biopic coming out. And instead of finding a young actor to play himself when he was younger, he's going with a Planet of the Apes CGI-style monkey. Can you believe that? It's leaving audiences in North America asking, who the hell is Robbie Williams?
Oh. Fair enough.
You're
yeah.
like the Acolyte for Leno.
And why do people care about this monkey so much?
This fucking monkey.
And that's why I'm going to
the
Oh, the
monkey, lines. Stephen King. That's the fourth one.
Oh my God.
Thank you for doing
that's
that.
So funny.
Full circle.
Full circle.
Full circle.
We did it. So I'm going with Monkey Robbie Williams and Mickey 17. Those are my two guaranteed choices. I'm sorry, I wanted to go Jimmy Olsen, but I just don't think he's got what it takes.
That's great.
When he hears about Lex torturing the dog, he seems afraid.
He's got that. So he's good. Got that look of I'm gonna fucking cut and run in his eye.
Exactly.
He's not sticking around like corn sweat.
So funny.
Charles, you want to go next? Because I can only imagine you got the rockers over there.
Well,
with the Heart Foundation coming.
So with this one was going to be. My
Rikishi.
Walk was going to be the first one that doesn't there. It's not gender favored, so it's an open. It's an open.
You always make open you always off. Make sure we touch on this. I
an open kill off. Well, just because
I'm horrible at it.
Just because lately some
white dudes in film.
I picked a monkey.
It's just because lately my favorite wrestlers are women, and I was looking. I was like, we got to throw them in the mix.
Yeah, like Playboy, you do
so
it for the articles.
So side characters.
Right?
Okay,
I'd have Chris Jericho. As one of my sides.
Love it. Just Chris Jericho.
But like local Winnipegger, right?
Fozzie's
Winnipegger. Right? So you got Chris.
That's hilarious.
Got to bring Jericho in it.
The walls of Jericho. Bitch.
Y2J.
I would do, he's been growing on me in the last couple of months, so I'd say CM Punk. I think that would be fun.
I'm
glad he's growing on
him.
He's growing on me.
He's growing on
me. I had beef with him, but he's growing on me.
None of us are
growing on me.
No.
We're not cut out for straight edge.
No.
And then I went legacy as well, too. So Andre the Giant, I think, would be a fun side character.
On the long walk?
On the long walk.
Anybody want
to
go
for a
walk?
You
got to
remember, he takes longer strides, so he could potentially.
Inconceivable.
And then just to mess.
It's my Wallace Shawn.
and then Macho Man.
Oh,
Macho
yeah.
Macho Man would have to be. So I have four? What did we get?
Do you think Macho knows how to walk?
We brought four, but you have to pick two.
Right. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So I think
eight.
I picked four. My two to go through for sure would be Macho Man and Jericho.
Damn.
Just because who knows, I guess in the movie he knows Birds Hill pretty well. But
Y2J.
Yeah, well, I mean, if this was the movie, then he'd have foremost knowledge.
Yeah.
The first undisputed champion.
So I had a short list. Rocky was on the list.
He is pretty small.
Daniel LaRusso is on the list.
Very nice. Small.
Maximus Decimus Meridius is on the list.
That's the
long
boy?
Name, short guy.
No.
Is that Russell?
Russell.
Oh, yeah. that's Russell. Boy.
Miranda Priestly from The Devil Wears Prada is on my list.
Hilarious choice.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Katniss Everdeen.
You are far over four, but I love it.
Katniss
keep going.
Everdeen. The Bride.
Yeah, good one. That's a good one.
Frankenstein.
Andrew Neiman from Whiplash.
Oh, wow.
Interesting.
Wow.
And
we're some kind of Fantastic Four. We're some kind of Whiplash.
And Leslie Knope from Parks and Recreation.
Oh, that's a good one, too. That's a good
one. You've got a tough choice here.
I know I got a tough choice.
This is just for you.
They do the walk in that. They have an episode of Parks and Rec where they're walking on a skating rink, and it's one of my favorite things ever.
That should have been our location.
I genuinely focused on characters who are up against it, who have to get over a barrier, right?
Yeah.
Something that mentally you can... You know, have
like
training
that.
For
yeah,
LaRusso, yeah,
right. Like LaRusso's used to it. So I think,
even though he was the dick in that movie,
I think I'm going to go out of all of this. I'm going to go with The Bride, and I'm going to go with Andrew Niemann.
Nice. Okay. Nice.
And The Bride,
interesting choices.
Yeah.
Guys, The Bride got shot in the head. Buried 6 feet under, crawled out, came back, did it all.
Hate when that happens.
6 feet of dirt.
Wiggled her toes.
She wiggled her big
just
toe.
One toe.
Wiggled her big
toe.
And got a pussy wagon.
Got a pussy, everything.
And like everything. Yeah. God, I love her in that movie.
Whole movie's like, I watched them as one, and it's just a masterpiece.
Can you imagine if it had been released as one big kung fu epic instead
incredible.
Of him? Like, I would have lost my mind.
I think that's what
that
Tarantino
was how it was
does
supposed,
it, for sure. Yeah.
It was always how it was supposed to happen.
Yeah.
It was just supposed to be a 3-hour, like, last, like, Seven Samurai should've kung
been.
Fu thing.
Yeah.
And he just chopped it because, well, whatever. The Bride, because of her tenacity.
And he said it was the movie he was born to make, so.
I saw
there
that.
There you go. That was great.
And, like, the bitch don't die.
She's a great, Uma Thurman's a great actress. That character's great. Like, I can't see anybody playing that role better than her.
You were
point.
Told to take me out and show me a good time by your boss, Marcellus Wallace, and I want that trophy.
Oh, my God, that's right.
Oh, I'll show you.
Oh.
Well, I want to see The Old Guard, too, just because I now know that Uma Thurman's
right?
in it.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, Charlize and Uma?
That casting
awesome.
Alone got me back. And then Andrew Niemann, guys, think about it. Think about, we've all seen Whiplash, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
So, like,
yeah, I've played Quiplash.
All right, round three.
I treat
not
it
my
the same
tempo.
Way.
What?
Not my tempo.
Dude, that is my. Are you brushing or are you dragging?
I don't know.
Was I brushing or was I dragging? I don't know. Oh, man.
Think about what The Long Walk is. We had to keep in Hamill. We had to keep in Cooper, right?
It's a long walk.
Niemann is being yelled at.
Yeah.
Screamed at. Berated by J.K. Simmons.
You're saying he can take it.
He can already take
the
pressure cooker that The Walk is.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Wait, are we still picking our Cooper and our Hamill characters?
No. Are we?
Oh.
Are we, Jimmy?
I did prepare those if you did as
well.
Yeah, because
I did as well.
I could do it on the fly.
Cool.
Well, let me go first because my Cooper Hoffman is going to be Ethan Hunt.
Oh, that's awesome.
Mission Impossible.
That's awesome.
His only problem is it's going to be hard to keep him from running.
Right. Which is actually a big, that's hard for him. I don't think he even power
this
walks.
This is going to be the
runs.
First movie where Tom Cruise doesn't run.
Oh my God. That's fucking hilarious.
He walks.
That's how it'll be marketed too.
But he's
what
the
if there
he's
was a world where
lead.
He didn't run?
That's that was exactly my point. And then my Hamill is, I think you guys are going to like this. My Hamill is Richard Dawson from The Running Man.
Oh, nice.
Damon Killian.
That's great.
Very nice.
That's
yeah,
a
I thought,
great
I thought
pick.
You guys might like that.
That's
this
a great
could,
pick.
Thank you.
That's a great
thank
pick.
You very much. I think who else, right? Another Stephen King. I think that would just be perfect.
Yeah. That's a great pick.
Okay. I would love, and it's from a role that not a lot of people know him in, American Gangster. Have you guys seen that?
Yeah.
Russell Crowe and Denzel.
Love that movie.
Do you remember
movie.
Josh Brolin in that movie?
Fantastic.
Like,
he was
evil
so
asshole,
good
crooked cop, leather
fantastic
jacket.
That's your Mark
movie.
Hamill.
That's my Mark Hamill.
Love it.
That's right one of my favorite Brolin performances.
Like it's a very small Brolin performance.
But he's unreal.
As a supporting character in
that
it.
That movie's so underrated. It's such
so
a good,
underrated.
It's such a good movie.
Like, is it Mann? Is it Michael Mann?
It's Mann.
No, it's Ridley Scott.
That's Ridley Scott. Yes,
it is Ridley Scott.
It's a sleeper Ridley Scott.
It's him on it, but that's when it like that's him in
like
his
the
prime
last duel.
He's like prime in that. He's so good. It's so well made.
Yeah.
The performances like Russell Crowe and Denzel, some of their best performances for sure.
Great to have them together.
Yeah. Oh, it's a wicked movie. I love
I'm going to pick Captain America for my Cooper.
Chris Evans for
love
your Hoffman?
Love
Chris
it.
Chris Evans. But I'm
Captain America.
Captain
are
America.
You doing, are you doing you're doing Captain America. You're not doing Human Torch.
It's going to be real sad to see him get shot.
Do you see anybody running dick for brains?
Like, I don't think Flame On is going to help the situation. But, like, do you guys remember in Infinity War when he's like, it's been 5 years.
Yeah.
Just trying to get back to it. I feel that Cooper's character, what we've seen in the trailer so far.
That's Chris Evans.
Yeah. Is Chris Evans, right? He's
that's
keeping
Cap.
Everybody going. Like,
also, when he's...
Like, we don't get his superpowers, obviously. We get human Cap, right?
Ethan also, when he's out running, he would go to everybody on your left.
Right?
slapped them.
On your left.
Yes!
On your left.
Just power walking.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, everybody would be like, fuck!
Yeah, because, I mean, the whole thing is built around Cooper's character and David Johansson's, David, over his character. And the two of them... trying to keep the group going, and then, and then it breaks down. And that's what's interesting, I think, about the movie is that it's
well, you see
the,
in the trailer, like it cuts down.
I think it's going to be the two of them, right?
Yeah.
And then
I mean, they're definitely implying that for sure. So my Cooper was Becky Lynch.
Love
that
it.
Was my Cooper. I'm
kept with the
her.
Red hair.
I'm in love with her. Right
the ginger.
Yeah,
there's another on-screen ginger that's decent.
That's
in
right.
love with her. So yeah, she was my Cooper, and then my Hamill was
Flair.
It's Triple H.
he
rips the mask off,
and it's Vince
McMahon.
No,
and he's been just controlling everything.
No,
but then Nikki Bella comes out. And what's her face also comes out too on the car because she's like on the back of a truck or whatever.
Does Shane come out and take the whole thing?
Oh my God. Yeah.
Stephanie's like, it's mine. I'm the eldest
Chelsea
boy.
Chelsea Green, Nikki Bella come out. Evil Triple H Vince McMahon hybrid. It's like the Toxic Avenger, so it's two of them molded.
I can't wait to see it.
So what are we doing? So who are we picking for Hoffman? You go first.
Oh, shit.
You, Charles. You.
I do really love the idea of Tom Cruise not being able to run. I feel like that would really
That'd just be entertaining.
Yeah, and I feel like that would fuck with him so hard.
Like, if we can get this on pay-per-view, I'd buy this.
Yeah, I'd say the Ethan Hunt that can't run would be pretty funny.
Well, no, actually, there are fans. You can side the road and watch people go. Like, they
and he would be
on.
Free. I thought this was the running man.
Yeah.
I thought this was the... He'll just keep freaking
fuck!
Out. Yeah.
He'll
yeah.
jump on a couch and be like, why am I not winning?
He'll have that Magnolia. Get that fucking dog away from me.
So where are you going, Michael?
The man.
I am
I'm
also
going Becky Lynch, so it's down to you.
Yeah, it's Ethan Hunt, man.
All right.
Yeah, it's Ethan Hunt.
Look at me go.
That was a year of Tom.
That's
a man who's got to run can't.
That's great.
Right?
An Ethan Hunt with can't run.
Yeah. Which, like, what is Ethan?
And he's short like a young boy.
And you guys haven't even seen the new one yet. Oh, my God. You just
you guys,
wait. A lot of running.
We watched the first part.
A lot of running.
In there's theaters. And then got mad.
There's a there's a picture of Tom Cruise online where he's measured in a mugshot in Vanilla Sky. And it's
what
got him. It's got him at 5'11", and everyone's like, "Don't try to fucking fool us. He's 5'6".
Little liar.
There's that infamous
but like the
shot.
5'6".
Just be yourself.
The 5'6" to 5'11" is very small.
But there's that infamous shot from the set of Vanilla Sky where he's on a little step stool with Cameron Diaz.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Cameron Diaz
yourself,
is tall.
Just be yourself, Tom.
Yeah, dude. Also, it doesn't change anything. We know that you're a very short man.
It's
not
going to
change
but
your empire
that,
of Lakers.
You're
you know
not
what? Okay, hang on.
Yeah, right.
Before we pick our Hamill, to defend that, he knows that that will break the viewer because we do know that he's small. So for the character,
you know what it is?
It's easier to put on that he's taller than it is.
Excuses, excuses.
That's
I'm
why
just saying
he
it's
eats
easier.
His popcorn like a mobster. He's just
fucking
stuck in a world where he's like,
sociopath.
If they actually
There's
know
an
I'm
alien
short.
In his body. I am so sure. Zenu came down.
Did you see Corn Sweat when he was doing Superman stuff? They had a thing about the popcorn bucket and he was eating it like that and it's going everywhere. And he's like, just doing
psycho.
It like Tom Cruise was pretty funny.
Unfortunate.
Pretty funny.
Ethan Hunt, let's go. So who is our Mark Hamill character? I've got Richard Dawson from the Running Man.
Josh Brolin from American Gangster.
Right,
I've got
Vince
Triple
McMahon.
H Vince McMahon molded in one.
You've got a triple.
You go first.
You got a
Michael.
Triple McMahon.
It's MIB. They open up Triple H and Vince McMahon's a little alien.
Terrifying.
Just like,
all hail Vince. Yeah. All hail
the
Vince.
Milky Way.
You know, I do like this like wrestling-esque thing we're doing here because
the direction we've been going.
It's been living in left field. I like the big reveal.
Yeah.
I feel that
yeah.
cinematically that works, right? Like that's a good twist. It's like it's me, the sexual deviant all along.
It's very Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
It
like rips
is.
Off uh-huh. the thing and the eyes come like yeah.
Is there goo?
It's been yeah.
It
it's McMahon. McMahon's goo.
So I am going with a Vince H combo.
And you go next, Charles.
I'm a sucker for American Gangster, so I'll go Brolin.
Oh,
that was
no.
a really good. That was a deep cut. I really liked
right?
that.
Right, like
cut.
It was
a good one. And again, they didn't make him Thanos because he was bad at playing villains. So.
That's fucking, true.
Right?
I'm gonna go Brolin too.
Brolin's a good
Woo-hoo!
Choice.
I'm gonna go Brolin too.
I love Brolin, man.
Super intimidating, big asshole. Totally even corrupt.
In,
he'd find a reason to shoot you on, like, fuck up two.
Yeah,
even,
exactly.
Even in weapons, he gives this edge of, like, do I, like, I get why he's angry, but do I fully think he's in the right? And then by the end, I'm like, oh my God, I love Brolin.
So, somebody said that whole movie is, like, an allegory for school shootings. Like, remember when Brolin looks into the sky and he sees the fucking AK-47?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
he's kind of like the right-wing dad, and all the kids are just gone one day, and he ends up blaming the fucking teacher, like, why didn't you do anything?
That's interesting. Oh my God, let's go see it. I'll go see it again.
You
it's
haven't
great.
Seen it yet?
I'm trying.
Mike, it's so been. Good. I'll go see it again. It's great.
Dude, I watched 10 movies in 4 days.
I'd go see it again.
It's a lot of fun.
Ignore everything I just said, Mike.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's no guns.
It's time to vote. Out of all of this, we've put
who's
together.
Who's winning the long walk?
Who's
so
winning?
So I've got Mickey 17 and Monkey Robbie Williams. Charles?
Who did I had?
Macho Man Randy Savage.
Macho
and
Man
Chris Jericho.
Chris Jericho. And I had Andrew Neiman and The Bride.
Andrew Neiman
from Whiplash. The Bride from Kill Bill.
That's right.
Ooh. I mean, The Bride's unstoppable.
I think The Bride.
And when she has a goal, she gets to that goal.
I mean, Macho.
She went from paralyzed, well, comatose, legs,
right,
muscular atrophy. Either way.
In a matter of hours.
In a matter of hours. She mind-fucked her own toe into moving.
What should have been years of therapy.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good point. But it's like, what, in the movie, I think it's like 9 hours later.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
She's walking, basically.
Not that it's mine,
she's
but
back.
I'm like, everything that they threw at Kiddo, Beatrix Kiddo, if you'd ever caught that, listener, like even having to sit in front of the man who shot you in the head at the end and tell him the truth. Like everything... They put her through. She comes out in the end. She comes out a great mom, right? And yeah. I mean, yeah, okay, cinema.
She really
did
it for the love of the daughter.
She did it for
but
the love of
the
daughter.
But that's the
character,
yeah. I'm going to argue Mickey 17 because that man has no fear of death, and he goes through a similar character arc, maybe not exactly the same as The Bride, but, you know, he starts just being a nobody, and he makes his way up to being somebody who would fight for what he wants.
Yeah.
And I do appreciate how you were like, if they shoot him, he's not coming back.
He might.
Well, yeah.
They have his copy.
Yeah. I know they have his copy, but I just love how you were like, he needs to be copied for it to happen instead of it just like, boom, another one.
How good Ruffalo is in that movie, too.
Oh, he was fantastic.
Awful politician. He's like a character of Trump, and it's great.
Shauna has said she wants to watch that movie, so we are now going to watch.
You should. I think you guys will love it, man.
It's really
good. I know we
It's
will.
Really, really good. And it's weird. It's a
It's
cool
just
weird.
Weird.
It's a cool weird. It's a cool weird.
Are you going to go with Hometown Beef?
Yeah, let's just each pick our one from the two.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And then we can each vote for not our own.
We're approaching where listeners like, hurry the fuck up, boys.
I'd go Macho. I mean, Macho, it's so hard to not go Macho.
Can you get Macho to walk, though? Can you get him to calm down?
I was setting you up
for that. I'm glad you caught that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so Macho, Mickey 17, and then Michael.
The Bride.
That's a good group.
Jimmy, you who goes first?
I will.
Okay.
I'm going to vote for The Bride. I think The Bride's a hard choice not to pick. I think you went, and she doesn't have, I don't know, she doesn't have a weakness, right? Does she have a weakness?
I don't know. 88 people couldn't find it.
That's true.
And they were crazy.
Right. She doesn't die by shot in the head.
Nope.
She doesn't die by paralyzation.
So like even
she doesn't die by being buried.
But would she die from being Owen Harted to death?
That's Kill Bill 3, baby. Kill Bride.
Gotta find out.
Yeah. Would that kill her? Mickey's coming back.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, they just gotta stick him in the microwave and press 30 seconds and you've
think
got
about that.
You got Mickey 18.
That's so funny.
And Macho wouldn't have done the gimmick in the first
place. No. I'm staying down, brother.
I know
you're
this.
Not getting me up there. Nobody goes up there, brother.
I know that the steroids were an issue.
Can't eat Slim Jims up there.
Might have an enlarged heart, and after walking in for a long time, he'd have a heart attack.
So, Michael, who are you going for?
I don't know, brother. I can't stop. I want to be Will Sasso.
Charles, who are you going for?
I mean, yeah, I think you're right, Jimmy. I think it's hard not to pick The Bride. Also, I would love to see Bride and Becky Lynch go at it to try and get to the end there.
Right?
So that'd be a pretty fun...
And like Andrew Neiman with like no real skills except drums and being yelled at like a bitch.
Well, I mean, that's pretty much Monkey Robbie Williams.
Right? But he
he can rock a pretty good car accident. He did pretty well.
He
after
did. He got up and kept going to play. Yeah.
Bleeding out of the ears.
I'm
going to
go
like,
get my fucking
sticks
and I'll be back.
So you can't stop Monkey Robbie Williams.
Oh my God, that's right. Forgot.
But like, can a monkey get 2 miles per hour?
Cocaine?
Cocaine monkey. I would watch that
cocaine,
shit.
Cocaine, you mean, Michael?
Yeah. Sure, all right. Cocaine and coffees.
Well, let's
Stephen
be
King
honest,
took it, the monkey can too.
Wrestlers are built on cocaine at
True,
one point.
There's
so,
a lot of coke.
Yeah.
The long coke.
Yeah, the long coke. Who can do
the
longest
line?
Snort
the whole time.
Yeah, who can do the longest line?
I mean, I can't vote for myself. But
then
I've
it's Monkey Robbie Williams if it's longest line.
Yeah, it's very true. Let's recap here. Our location. The
Swamp of Sadness.
Our rule. Every time you stop and get below 2 miles per hour,
you go through
you
a table, you go through a ladder, and then you get Owen Harted today. You fall from the ceiling onto the ropes and snap your neck.
Your prize was the Batmobile? Yeah, that's right.
I think that's what we picked. Yeah, did we even pick a prize?
No, we didn't. We just carried on.
Oh, no, we didn't pick
you
the prize.
You just picked your own, you motherfucker.
You said money and that you liked the
money. Oh, it was money in the bank.
You liked the money in the bank. Yeah. We almost did that.
See how I tried to get that in there?
There's a briefcase in the back of the Batmobile. That's the whole thing.
It's
in the back of the Batmobile.
So the bride is going to be World Heavyweight Champion.
That's awesome.
Pretty much.
That is awesome.
She gets the title shot.
And she gets to cut weird Triple H Vince McMahon body head off. With that sword at the end.
I mean, it would have been fun to go with Flowcore, and she has to, like, she gets, she flies out at the
flare
end.
Flarecore?
Flarecore. Her
yeah, oh, yeah, fly Flarecore.
Her Falcor is only 3 hours
oh,
late.
Oh, I'm sorry, you can't bring any luggage on this flight. Are you insane?
Are you insane?
Yeah.
We don't check shit.
Everybody raw dogs.
Falcor does not like when you call it that.
Okay, before we go, this movie's like, this is a pretty heavy topic.
Yeah.
Like shooting kids on screen. I feel this is getting more and more common all the time, unfortunately.
Yeah.
No pun intended to when
they're
we're
used
recording.
To it in
like,
reality. It's
just,
not going to hurt.
No,
them.
I know. But say, in Canada, it's entertainment. In America, it's too.
It's Tuesday.
Too soon.
It's too yeah. Tuesday.
It's yeah. two for one Tuesday.
I choose you. There's two in one episode.
Hey, there you go. He's watching a Simpsons.
No, what I mean is that like, do you remember when that, what was that, The Hunt? Was
yeah.
it The Hunt? That
yeah,
yeah, and
I
it
love,
got pushed back.
We because, still love that movie. Yeah, like, that movie's so good.
And like
yeah.
this obviously isn't going to get pushed back because the after a strike and fires and COVID, you're not pushing movies that have hard set release dates, even though the world
except for
us,
Mortal Kombat 2.
Except for Mortal Kombat.
Damn.
But like, I'm just saying, like, I think this is going to really start asking questions of America and the future that they're headed to because the more and more things you put on screen that are dystopian, Black Mirror, movies
oh,
like this.
Oh, they've decided that they like guns more.
Yeah.
Oh, totally.
They've decided.
Yeah. It's a right.
I don't think this is going to change that thought. Well, I'm just saying that we're in a point in time where a movie like this was a great concept. You'd go in, you'd be entertained, you'd leave. But now we're going to leave and people are going to be having conversations.
Well, and Stephen King kind of does that with these ones. Like, this isn't a real horror. It's a more, like, realistic, like, it's not a supernatural thing.
Yeah.
It's more an actual
dystopian context.
It's
a
humanity horror.
Yeah.
It's the
is.
Horror
it
of
is.
Humanity,
yeah.
right?
It's Death Race.
Yeah.
Well, and he doesn't do a lot of his stuff is...
It's Hunger Games. Yeah, it's all these things.
Well, no, but a lot
it's
of
It's the horror of humanity right. is essentially what it is.
Man is the monster the whole time?
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
and like,
who knew
the deal that he's
Weyland Yutani is bad.
The deal that he struck now is I was listening to Mark Hamill talk about the casting choices and when he was picked. And so this is a really cool story, actually. So he's at a thing and Stephen King is there.
Classic.
And he sees him and King looks at Hamill and goes, the general.
Wow.
That's great.
Hamill's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
he just
yeah,
had
yeah.
it in it. He knew, well, because he wrote it, right? So he had a picture of who that looked like in his head.
Hamill was telling the story so that the kids understood that when he realized why he was called the general was because when they were casting the movie and Stephen King was involved in the casting process, because what happened on The Shining was he swore it'd never happen again to him. He is involved.
Yep.
Top to bottom and every angle of
say.
The movie. He
even
gets
though
it.
The Shining was fantastic and Stephen King's
sure.
a dumbass. And made,
well, I mean,
and made one of the worst TV movies about The Shining ever.
I think also, too, is you yeah, don't really get in a room with Stanley Kubrick and think you get final say.
Yeah.
No.
Stanley Kubrick does not do that.
Just
no.
shut the hell up.
Yeah. yeah. yeah.
And I mean, so there's a lot of that to that. But the cool thing is he said when he found out weeks or months later that the reason he said general was because they had the conversation and when he saw him, he was like, general. And then Hamill gets cast, and
right.
he realizes that moment months
yeah.
or weeks earlier
happened.
Is
yeah.
what caused the casting.
That's pretty cool.
And then he said to the kids, that means that he chose every one of you when
yeah,
it came
yeah, yeah.
to casting.
Yeah.
So,
right.
so like,
he picked you the same way he picked me.
Well, and you got
100%. So understand that like when now that Stephen King is involved in that, you're being a part of something that's a lot different than throwing Tommyknockers on screen or
right.
throwing, you know, doing a movie version of a thing where like the studio gets all the say. Now you're getting the text guy, the guy.
It reminds me very much of like Mario Puzo doing Godfather.
Yeah, 100%.
Right?
Right?
Like you're adapting the author, like the author visualizes these characters
and that,
in general.
Isn't that what it should be?
I agree. Yeah,
yeah,
I agree. And you're getting it right from the source, right? Like also too, Stephen knows he's been in the industry a long time. So is Hamill. Hamill has not played villains nowhere near enough.
Just
no.
Joker.
And he's so good at it. He's
yeah.
so cock knocker.
Oh, the asshole lawyer. Well, the asshole lawyer in the.
People always forget.
What was that Mike Flanagan series with the?
The House of Usher. House of Usher. Yeah.
Yeah, where he played the lawyer.
He was the lawyer, like an investigator.
Right. He was the.
He was a
corrupt lawyer that kind of he was helping them cover
I'm
things
not
up.
Hearing this.
Yeah.
But if you have an idea that we should have incorporated, we'd love to hear your take on something like this.
What do you think would do well in the long walk?
Do you have a rule? Do you have a prize? Like, what do you think Money in the Bank was a good idea? Should they have won the Batmobile?
Would Forrest
Gump
do well?
Yeah, right. Did we?
Will
who
John
did we miss?
Cena beat CM Punk eventually?
Can't see me.
Or
on
will
the road.
CM Punk beat John Cena?
Right.
Eventually.
Yeah. You want to talk about that? Sure. Fucking anything. Ask us a question. Make a comment on an episode. Leave an idea for an episode. You'll get credit for it. We'll talk about you. We did
comment
that on
us as people.
Yeah. Seriously.
Yeah.
Please
yeah.
don't.
Mike, talk like Macho Man the entire episode next time.
Please
okay, don't.
Brother.
We should do a whole Macho Man episode.
You want to know how much tea we're going to need after that episode?
Oh, yeah.
My throat's going to be razored.
Ricola, brother. Ricola.
Well, thanks for listening. If this is your first time, listen to other episodes, subscribe so that you know about future episodes, and then follow us on our social media so you don't miss trivia if you're local. And if you want to sponsor the show, email us.
Let us know, Slim Jim.
Yeah, like we take, we are always
Hot
taking
Hot Rod. Yeah, that's what we need.
We're always taking sponsors because we don't have sponsors, so we're always taking sponsors.
Right.
So be in there.
Yeah.
Hot Rod.
When we say we don't have room for sponsors, you're in there.
Let's get some Hot Rods in here.
Hot Rods, if you're listening.
Canadian Macho Man.
Yeah.
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 Just throw that at the end.
Macho Steve.
Let's get some Hot Rods, eh?
Macho Gord.
Macho Gord.
Macho Gord.
Macho Man Gordy Savage.
I've been Cujo.
I've been Takeoff there, eh?
And who the hell is Robbie Williams?
Who the hell's this monkey?
But watch all the movies, snort all the cocaine like a monkey would, and say bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
I love you.
What's her face from the bear?
Ayo added.
You're gonna be the, you're responsible for saying that, right?
Fuck.
Oh, I know who you're talking about now.
Yeah,
I was like, who the fuck is? Oh, yeah,
Carmi.
Ayo added. Fuck! I'm gonna get it. I'm gonna get it when the time comes around.
All right.
The pressure will be there, and I'll get it.
Gail Garcia Bernal.
Shut up.
Nadina Denzel.
Yeah, Nadine Denzel.
When the time comes, I'm going to fucking get it. You just
oh
wait.
My God.
Oh, if you have any problems, dial information. Thank you for calling.